Today's episode is brought to you by our favorite online art gallery, Liza Pruitt. Liza has made her passion into a career by connecting people with the art that speaks their language. Liza and her team have a goal to make sourcing and buying incredible original art accessible to everyone. You can hear more with the Instagram Live that we did with How'd She Do That podcast on Instagram. I know listeners will enjoy getting to know Liza and her team as our sponsor. You have her to thank for our incredible upcoming conversations. Be sure to check out Liza's impressive lineup at lizapruitt.com and at liza.pruitt on Instagram. Be sure to check her out. Hi, everyone. I am Emily Landers, and this is How'd She Do That? A podcast answering that question each episode. Welcome, everyone. Welcome and happy Friday. I hope that you guys have had a great week. You are listening to our third episode in our Summer Night series sponsored by Liza Pruitt. These conversations have been so much fun to peel back the curtain a little bit in regard to the inspiration that summer brings so many different artists. This is in partnership with the group show launching August 24th, where you will have the opportunity to shop all of these amazing pieces of art. It's going to be incredible. So many women have been working so hard for this, and I'm so looking forward to our summer nights coming to fruition and, oh my goodness, dare I say, coming to a close. The sun is setting on summer this month, and it has been so inspiring to connect with these artists that we've been highlighting through Liza and her team. So massive amount of gratitude to them. Today's conversation is one that I've been so looking forward to sharing with you guys. This is a conversation with my new friend, Mary Craven Dawkins. She is a self-taught photographer, and you're going to hear her unpack some very practical tips. There's some practical takeaways that I think we all will enjoy, myself included. And I love, too, the theme of motherhood within this conversation. I think regardless of if you are a mom or not, it's going to be inspiring and it's really, really sweet. And speaking of mothers, mine is actually visiting. She decided earlier this week to come out. And so I will be spending a lot of great time with her. And then my husband, Luke, and I are headed to France later this month. So summer is not over, you guys. It's not over. And the fun continues over at patreon.com/howdshedothat. Lots of fun travel vlogs and lots of great summer content happening. So be sure to check it out. I hope you guys enjoy. And I hope you guys enjoy today's conversation with my friend Mary Craven. No doubt you will. Here is Mary Craven on How'd She Do That? Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of How'd She Do That? Welcome to our summer series sponsored by Liza Pruitt. I'm so excited to dive into some of your favorite summer memories today and how they inspire your art. Mary Craven, welcome to How'd She Do That?
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and cozied up in my living room, ready to chat, and can't wait. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And you mentioned this is a fun kind of juxtaposition. You are in Nashville potentially experiencing a upcoming thunderstorm. Am I right?
Yes. So we may hear a little dog anxiety, certainly in my lap, but she'll settle down. But yes, we have these kind of afternoon storms in the summer, which are great. They cool everything off because it is quite blistering hot here. So they're a welcome storm, for sure.
Yes. Well, I know many listeners can relate to, one, the dog love, as well as the fun of those summer storms. I mentioned this to you before we started recording, but I miss them. Southern California, we need some storms like that. Oh my goodness. Well, Mary, how about this? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe listeners who don't know you, what should they know? Give us a little inside scoop.
So let's see. I am originally from North Carolina, went to college there and then moved, had a short kind of brief move to Florida where I met my husband. And then we've been in Nashville about 12 years now, and we live kind of towards the center, city center. And I've been a photographer for I guess it's going on 6 or 7 years now. I'm all self-taught. So, you know, once I got into it, I did take some courses here and there to kind of hone in on, you know, how I wanted to shoot and edit and, you know, refine my craft. But wow. I feel relatively new. I think it took me a few years to really even say I was an actual photographer. So I'm still getting used to that, but I do love it. And have kind of a full running business now where I've incorporated a lot of different subjects. So that's been really fun. And then I started working with Liza Pruitt last summer and have started, you know, really kind of getting excited about my print shop and selling prints and seeing my work really large in people's homes. That's been like an exciting kind of evolution. So I love it.
Well, your pieces are amazing. And I mentioned this earlier. I said I loved your art. I should have said I love your photography. But to me, when I look at it, it is an element. I mean, would you consider yourself an artist at all within the realm of photography? I would when I look at your pieces.
I think it's so hard as a creative to kind of wrap your brain around defining your art.
Yeah.
Or even like coming up with that definition. It's just so interesting. The joke in my family, when I was 7 years old, I was in a TV commercial for a politician in North Carolina, as a family friend. And, you know, it was one of those, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and I said, I want to be an artist. And my whole family is kind of just laughed and thought it was so funny and so cute. And, oh, she wants to be an artist. And then it's, you know, the joke is like, wow, okay. You know, at age 35, I actually am an artist. So I do at this point kind of define myself as an artist, but I'm definitely not one to take myself too seriously. Or at least I try not to. I've got 3 girls at home and I'm really a mom and a wife. And I love the creative process. And I think what I've learned through my finding of photography and my love for photography is that there really is a creative element inside of everyone, whether they want to, you know, believe it or not, or think that there is. But I really think there is. And it's just kind of finding that. Minus, I feel like kind of a type A version of artistry. So that, you know, I get to really fine tune and edit and I love that part of it. So I really love all parts of it. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's so cool. And I can't wait to continue to dive into your story and hear more. The fun of these conversations, of course, are they're very much wrapped around kind of summer, the summer series. So I'd love to throw in a rapid Q&A with you. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. This is all within the theme of summer, and I can't wait to get back to your story as well. But tell us this, because we've got lots of listeners who take recommendations very seriously. How about this? What's your favorite beach read?
Okay. I am a podcast girl. I've just been really bad recently about reading. So I'm really, it's more podcast for me and there's no book. Yes. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll take that answer for sure. Tell us this, while you're listening to your podcast, would we find you in the sun or the shade?
Definitely the shade.
Okay. Yes. How about this, favorite vacation spot?
Oh gosh, there's so many. We recently, I'm going to try and narrow it down, but Telluride, Colorado was one of our favorite recent spots, but we were there skiing. I really want to go back there in the summer, but California too. Really anywhere in California is a top of my list for sure.
Okay, I'm literally loving all of your answers. This is a fun one. What's maybe your go-to, like a meal, salad or whatnot during the summer?
So we have this place here called Radish. My friend actually owns it. I shoot for her as well, but it's so delicious and they have custom salads. But the one that I'm making at home that my friend Catherine told me about is my go-to salad and has been for years. It's kind of like a Tuscan kale with pecorino cheese, almonds, and then a dressing that's just super easy, olive oil, a squeezed lemon, and shallots and 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard. And that's really it. And it is to die for. And it also lasts for 3 or 4 days. It gets better with age. So that's definitely my go-to salad.
Delicious, amazing, and thank you for that recipe. I think we could pause and rewind and have a meal for later today. Quick side note, we are very familiar with Amanda here at HSDT. She came on super early onto the podcast.
So she lives like 5 houses down from me, or 10 houses down, just right down the street, and we've just become great friends. I love her.
Oh my gosh. Well, just again, super quick aside note, sorry to interrupt the Q&A, but she was so encouraging. I mean, I would have to go back and look. She might have been like episode 11 or 15, something really early. And she just gave me such an incredible boost of encouragement after we recorded, was so complimentary. So Amanda, still a big fan. Love it. Oh, this is last one, adding in a little drum roll, beach or pool?
We have a pool here at our house, which is great. but you know, as far as photography, I will go for a beach for sure. Every time. Yes. I love the view.
Oh my gosh. Well, those are so fun. And it is fun to kind of get to know you better and think of where you've been and what you've been up to this summer. But let's get back to your story, because I'm really curious. You said a few things in your introduction that has my interest piqued. Maybe tell us a little bit about the early stages of stepping into photography, even maybe claiming that you were a photographer, because I know you mentioned that was a little bit of an uphill battle. What did that look like for you?
It was interesting. I worked before I had kids. And then I found myself living here brand new, didn't know anybody in Nashville. And I was pregnant with my second child. Third child, I can't remember. There's too many. But I found myself pregnant and not working. And we had a decent camera. It was a Nikon D90 for any photographers listening. That kind of takes you back. I still have it because I'm teaching my daughters how to use it. But I basically went in my front yard and really wanted to kind of see if I could do it, see if I could turn it on that, you know, that scary M manual button and see if I could figure it out. And I knew I'd Googled or, you know, done some research where I knew the three kind of, you know, the aperture and the shutter speed, but I didn't have any direction. But it was a lot of trial and error. It was a lot of really bad photos. And that was really the first part of the journey. As soon as I got my first photo, I just became obsessed because it's like, you know, it's kind of like achieving a goal and then thinking like, oh my gosh, I did it. And I love it. And it felt really good achieving that. And so I just kept going. And I decided to do a 365 project, which I don't know if you're familiar with those, but that is where my artistry, you know, I did not consider myself an artist even while I was going through it, but I honed in not only on my shooting style and learned about light and shutter speed and really watching light. This was obviously mostly with portrait photography, but also when we were traveling, we were renovating a house as well. So I was documenting that and just kind of finding myself getting lost in these really wide shots with like a tiny subject, and then also getting in there in the nitty gritty and finding the details and the interesting substance that would help tell a story without it being just like the obvious photo. So that was life-giving to my work. And when I finished that is really when I kind of took my business to shooting a lot of, you know, people and families. And I really, truly love it. I'm still obsessed with it. I definitely have to take breaks. I'm actually in the middle of a break right now, but taking a month off this summer to really be present with my kids. But I do want to do another 365 project because I do think it really – that also helped me be present with my kids and tell the story of that year in their life. And that to me is invaluable for their future. I think that they'll one day look back and be able to just, you know, appreciate it hopefully. But, the beginning of my story really started with wanting to tell the story of my children and their life and traveling and seeing the world through their eyes. And, what I thought was interesting about the 365 project as well is that it was not always the good days. You know, there were bad days too, and I had to stick with it and I had to take a photo every day. And like, I got Bell's palsy in the middle of it, which if you're not familiar with that, it's when kind of half of your face is paralyzed for about 6 weeks. Goodness, it came back. But, you know, shooting a camera when you have half your face paralyzed was really hard. But I was like, so, you know, I stuck to it. I was proud of myself. I figured it out. And even looking back on that year and seeing, I ended up taking a self-portrait.
Wow.
I taped my camera, this is crazy, to the ceiling. And I took a self-portrait of myself laying in bed with an eye patch on because half my, you know, half my face was frozen. So, even documenting that, I look back on it and I'm so glad I did because, you know, if that ever happens to my kids one day, or if, you know, it's something to talk about, it's something to connect with people on. And, I think that's where I originally started the journey. And then, you know, it got more into interiors, shooting interiors for designers. And it was really a framing that of telling the story of those interior designers who came into a home and really made it the client's home. And so helping them tell that story. And then it became shooting weddings and kind of telling the story of that couple and the day. And so I really come at photography, whether no matter what I'm shooting, as you know, really a storytelling element. And I think I love that piece of it. And I do think it goes back to college. I was an anthropology major in college and cultures. And like, I studied abroad, you know, in Nepal in Southeast Asia. And so it's like, anthropology was always me exploring other people's cultures and documenting that. And I would take photos, but you know, not, I wish I had a good camera and knew what I was doing in Nepal. But yeah, I think that's where, you know, it just, it's funny when I thought I was going to be, you know, an event planner or a real estate agent or whatever I thought I was doing before. And then I've just fallen into this and it's really who I was always meant to be. So I just, that's all I can hope for my kids as well. You know, I just want them to find themselves through, you know, from the inside out. And I think I've done that. And it's just, it's such a gift.
Well, I mean, so well said. And to see your photos and the travel that you've done, the beauty. I mean, you guys, we're going to give you a chance. Go ahead and you can check out Mary Craven on Instagram and whatnot. And we'll give you a chance to connect with her. But you might just want to be looking at the photos while she's talking, because to see them and to see that you are self-taught, encouraged by that 365-day, which is a photo a day, that you're documenting, and then stepping into, okay, I can have clients, I can move forward with this. Now, this is a span, because you mentioned you have three girls at home. So at what point, or maybe at what age were the girls where you were really like, okay, this is going to be my full-time role. I can really do this. I can do this on my own. What did that look like for you?
Yeah, that was, you know, as women, that's like such a hard question, because I was a full-time mom and that's was always my dream. And it still is my dream, but I think I got the itch, you know, when I was pregnant with my third, and by the time I did the 365 project and all of that, you know, she was a year old and was in preschool, you know, a couple of days a week. And so, yeah, it was really just kind of, I was like, well, this is great, because I can kind of mold my quote unquote, you know, I still do this quote unquote work schedule, because I don't see it as work all the time. You know, around their schedule. So I can be picking them up from school. I'm just so lucky to have that flexibility. And, but it's, you know, it's been a lot of trial and error. I mean, there's times that I haven't been present because I'm behind on editing or I took on too much and, you know, fine tuning your pricing where you're not overworked, and then also like finding what you want to shoot and what you're inspired by. And that is always an ongoing process, you know, and it changes every year. You know, I think that's important to kind of have a balance of what you love to shoot. But I also want to show them that, you know, I did follow a dream and I did, you know, I hope I make them proud. And, but you know, we do it for them, and but we also do it for ourselves because we're better people. You know, as long as we're staying inspired and as a mom, and we're, you know, I don't know. So I'm proud, but it's so not easy to make that, you know, to find that fine-tuned balance with being a mom and raising them. They're older now. They're 13, 11, and 7.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe your girls are, in the tween years.
I just love them so much. I'm like so proud of the, you know, the little adults that they're becoming, and they're worth, you know, every minute away from photography and away from everything else. But they love it. I mean, I think they love watching me work because they know it just makes me whole. And then they also just love looking back on the memories, you know, when we went to White Sands and they're running through this gorgeous, you know, white sand desert. And we have these, I mean, I just love those photos. I mean, it makes me cry thinking back to them, and it makes them just really emotional too, to have those memories. So, it's just, yeah, it's been great. But it's something I have to work on every few months. Like right now, I'm taking a month off because it's just inspiration wise, I need it.
And to be able to do so. But gosh, I just want to pause. Like, the theme of motherhood in this conversation right off the bat is so, for lack of a better word, potent and encouraging and heartwarming. So thank you for sharing all of that, because I know that as a mother, and I'm not yet, but my twin sister just became a mom. And as a mother, that's your whole world walking around outside of, you know, your heart, outside of your body. So to hear that the girls love to look back on those photos and to see, you know, what mom was up to. And you just pinned such a great moment. And I just have to repeat it. You said they're worth all the time away from photography. And I just, I'm just taking all of this in that you're sharing. So again, thank you. That's so cool. So cool to hear. But I would love to know, because you just mentioned this. So you're taking a break. I'd love to know, yeah, does summer inspire you to create more or perhaps create less?
So it's a time where I can take a lot of, it's the easiest time to take time off, but it's also, we travel a lot over the summer. So we're about to head to Oregon next week, but my kids are at camp, and, it was also really intentional to have some one-on-one time with my husband, who is insanely supportive, just deals with my crazy all the time, crazy creative brain all the time. But I mean, we just had the best weekend this past weekend. And I was fully focused with him. I was fully present. I wasn't thinking about anything I needed to edit or what shoots I was going into this week, because I don't have any. I just...
It's awesome.
And I think it really reinvigorates me to start fresh with my clients in the fall. So fall is crazy. It is just nonstop from September 1st to literally December 15th. I have to cut it off. I think I'll cut it off probably December 13th this year, but it is, you know, I don't know, 5-6 shoots a day. Okay. Wild. And it's not just families, you know, wanting Christmas card photos. It's an interior designers who have finished up projects and had installs, and they want to get the, you know, the photos documented and deduct that expense before the end of the year. And it's just brand work. And then I also shoot a local publication called The Scout Guide.
The founders are actually coming on the podcast this fall.
Oh, they are? Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited. So I'm glad you would mention them. But go ahead. That's so cool.
It's an incredible platform. And I've shot the book now for fourth year going into it.
Oh my gosh.
The editor here has become one of my best friends, and the assistant editor. And but that's, you know, that's anywhere from 50 to 60 shoots in a fall season. And then the book deadline is, you know, the end of November, and that goes to publication. So that is just a huge labor of love, but also a lot of time. And it's so fun. I get to meet so many different businesses, and that platform is so great at kind of just building up the local businesses and finding community, and they have events, and it's just, I love it so much. I mean, it's just been a great, great opportunity, and I've met so many people through it. So I have that as well in the fall. So the month off is so, I'm very, very fortunate to be able to do this. I've never done it before, but oh my gosh, Emily, it's been life-changing. So I hope to do it again next summer. And yeah, it's been great.
Oh, well, I love that you're able to carve out that time and to spend it with the ones you love. And like you said, you don't have to think of the upcoming shoots. But correct me if I'm wrong, did I just hear you say you have 5 to 6 shoots a day in the fall?
I do. Hours get extended. Yeah. So the kids go to school at 7:30. You know, they're all in big kids school now. And so it's 7:30 to 3. So I really, I cram them in, and I'm able to kind of have, you know, the 15 minutes in between to commute to the next location. And I've narrowed it down to where I'm trying to just shoot Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and then Mondays and Fridays I have open to like go to the grocery store and do laundry, be a mommy and a housewife, but also just, you know, get my nails done if I want to, which is not often, but, But, you know, occasionally, like I had a client email me this morning, an interior client, and they booked me for a Monday already. So those do typically book up. They're also like my emergency dates if I have like a,
yeah,
because, you know, sometimes celebrity clients come up or something like that, and they need the shoot in 2 days. So you don't get to kind of schedule them into your schedule. You make it work. So,
yeah.
So it's stuff like that too. Those are kind of emergency dates, but it works out, but it is a full time, you know, fall. And then usually December 15th, my husband and I will and the kids jet somewhere. Like last year we went to the Keys.
Oh, and just, fun.
I think I sat in a beach chair and like closed my eyes. And
you're like, goodbye.
Just, you know, like had a margarita and just really soaked it all in. So, and I've got, you know, I've now figured it out with fall where I have a lot of help. I have an assistant who, like a virtual assistant. And then I also have a private editor that I really trust. She has my presets and all of my editing style. And, so she helps me with, you know, a lot of editing. And then I've got a bookkeeper who helps me with my books so I don't go to jail. You know, things like that are important to kind of delegate the things that we're not, you know, we don't have to do or that we're not great at. So
yeah.
I'm narrowing in on it. You know, I think that's, again, it's every year, it's like a journey to figure out what's working and what's not.
Mm. Well, it's so fun to hear the inside scoop. And I know it's super helpful for my listeners who are trying to navigate the specific season of life that you're in, or perhaps they're a photographer and they're trying to figure out, okay, how can I manage these different shoots? So thank you. Thank you for kind of peeling back the curtain on all of it. Now, the coolest thing, one of the coolest things, as I was looking at your photos, is the theme within, gosh, travel, which ties in so beautifully with kind of the summer series that we're speaking on. But I would love to know, you know, with the theme of summer, we've got late nights, sandy feet, warm afternoons, all that good stuff. What is it that you take it via inspiration from this specific season? Do you find that there's a change in your eye during the hotter months, or what does that kind of look like for you?
For sure. I think, you know, any photographer that is listening out there knows, or maybe might need to tap back into, but following light throughout the year and really anyone, you know, Emily, like if you look around your house today with that gorgeous California light, and then you look, you know, in 3 months,
yes,
it's going to feel really different. And that's for so many reasons, you know, obviously it's like lighter, longer. And then the direction of light will change in your home throughout the year. But also, you know, it's reflecting off of green trees or different hues of greens that are different in the spring than they are right now. So, yes. I mean, it's just interesting how specific you can really get, but you know, I think everything with photography is light and the summer is just one of my favorite times with light because it's, you know, there's so much of it. There's so much of it. And I think some photographers, you know, they're natural light photographers can be a little bit afraid of that full sun. You know, shooting children on the beach in full sun, and you shouldn't be. I mean, that's when you really can learn a lot about, you know, posing your subjects and finding the movement and using that, you know, crazy strong light to kind of, you know, emote emotion with your subject or your child running down the beach or whatever it is. So I just think it's a really vibrant, freeing time to shoot because, you know, I think the schedules just feel lighter. I think everybody feels lighter. It is hot, but it's beautiful. So I love the freedom that comes with summer, you know, with the children and with just all of our schedules feel lighter to me, you know?
Yes, so. Absolutely. And I think I was speaking with one of the other artists and we were talking about just the nostalgia of summer, and she pinned it as, the what could be, you know, anything could happen. It's summer. The schedules are off. We can run around, and the fun of that is pretty much endless. Well, I don't often do this, but you just gave us a little homework assignment. I'm going to give it to us because I had a guest come on that I had the pleasure of meeting in person, and she is a model, and we were taking photos together. She was like, "Where's the light? Where's the light?" So my homework assignment for everybody, let's look for the light. For the light, let's turn to it. I am like such a mediocre photographer, but I love the encouragement that you're giving in just play around. Don't be afraid of it. go for it and see where your eye might take you. So that's a little homework assignment, maybe just for myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's really like fighting those shadows or that dancing light through some trees that, come in through like an open window. I mean, so just cool. Place yourself in that light, like move your hands around in it, take some photos of like your dog or a vase or whatever you want. You know, even if it's your iPhone, it's the same, it's the same. It's just really like honing in on the depth and also just the texture, that comes with that light that just breathes kind of life to it. You know, if a stale photo and even light, obviously those are beautiful. I take them all the time and I love, even light. It's great. Yeah. It's easy to edit, but the light where it's dancing and moving is just, it's a whole different feeling and you can feel it in the photo too. So, it is fun to play around with even with your iPhone. It's great.
Oh, it's so fun. And so fun to get a little bit of technical insight from you as well. The wisdom you're sharing, all of it in lots of different entities, has been so encouraging to me today. And I'd love to ask now, this is a little bit of a loaded question. So I always love to preface that to guest, but I have no idea. Your answer is going to be fabulous. Tell us this. What is perhaps the greatest lesson you have learned?
Oh, the greatest lesson. Oh gosh. That's really hard. I think patience has been something I've really learned with photography, not the amount of patience it takes to shoot an owl in a tree in a forest, but patience around, getting to know your subject, patience around framing the story. Patience has been a big one for me that I've had to really lean into hard. And I don't know why. I think it's maybe the instantaneous kind of nature of our society and also just the impulse of to kind of want to get things done and have a to-do list and multitask. And so really sitting in, even if uncomfortable, just being patient. And so that's probably the best lesson.
Oh, a great one to share. And what are you learning now?
Oh, let's see. I am always learning. I just, being self-taught, it's always that kind of insecurity that I don't even know what I'm doing. I did a podcast a while back and I had a really sweet photographer. I think she's in Birmingham, reach out to me. And I hope anybody listening know I'm always approachable and answering questions. And, I've really just kind of been giving her that confidence and encouragement, like you can do this. And she's like, I don't know. And I think everybody should know that I'm the same way. I mean, I get approached by things all the time and I'm like, I don't know, but I'm always learning. I'm always want to be learning about light. Right now, I'm trying to teach myself more about artificial light and using that to my advantage if needed. I'm a little bit stubborn and I've always called myself a natural light photographer. And I've gotten kind of caught up in that narrative of like, nope, I only do natural light. And, people have contacted me, well, could you think about, nope, I'm only natural. So I need to be, more open to, so I do have an external light now that I've used on a few interior shoots and
that's cool.
Getting used to that. I'm a little bit of a minimalist with my equipment. I really like just walking in somewhere and having a camera and almost being like a street photographer where nobody knows I'm there. It's just really kind of low profile. And but not every shoot has that. So that's kind of what I'm learning right now. I'm not like loving it. But again, it's sitting with the uncomfortable. And sometimes we have to do that. And I may end up saying, no, but I need to, it's only going to make me stronger, learning the process and going through that process. And if I decide not to use it, I don't. But I've never really been like a big academic. I went to a great college and all that, but I just, I don't like tests. I don't.
Yes.
That's kind of my growing moment right now.
So cool. It's so cool. And it's such great insight because I know those of you who are listening, there's something in your business you might've been resisting and thinking, oh, I don't know, not yet, or I don't want to go that route, or that's too big of a hill to climb learning wise. Well, here we go. We can do it. We can do it together.
Yeah, stubbornness won't get us very far. No. So just lean into it. Just love it.
Oh, yes. Well, it's fun because having been able to follow you and your work and even throughout our conversation today, I know you have trips, travel, all kinds of fun stuff coming up. But you tell us, what's next for you?
Next for us is definitely some travel. Like I said, we're going to be in Oregon for a couple weeks. We're heading back to Hawaii, and my most excited trip that I booked recently is that we're going to Cuba with the kids.
Oh my gosh.
My husband's still kind of rethinking that. So maybe check back in with me because we may not be.
We'll stay tuned.
But, I really want my kids to travel, see the world. I want them to be a minority. I want them to see everything, and I know my youngest is 7, but that's really what's next for me. We're also going to head to Japan. My brother's living there now, with his family. He's stationed in the Navy there. So we're going to head there next summer, I think. Oh. So that's kind of what I look out is travel. And as far as, kind of building stories through our life, but also the print shop. Just kind of serving my clients here in Nashville. And I just am so, so lucky. I have really incredible interior designers I shoot for, and brands and families who trust me with just, these memories that they'll have forever. So there's no greater honor.
Well, it's so cool. And we'll have to stay tuned to see where you guys pop up next, perhaps what interiors you're shooting this fall. I mean, we have a lot. We're going to keep our eye on you because it's fun to see what you're up to. And I could have kept talking to you forever, actually. So perhaps we need to have you back on at some point. Maybe we can chat a little bit more. But all that to say, I know listeners are eager to connect with you and stay connected. Where can they find you?
So I'm on Instagram, and I try and keep up with it. It's just Mary Craven Photography, which is pretty easy.
Yep.
And I've got a website and an email address, and me or my assistant would get back with you. But I love answering questions. I love connecting with people. I've encountered in this business that it's just so important to have, a community, and some are nicer than others.
Right.
And, I just want to be that for anybody out there that has questions or needs, that confidence boost, or even if there's specific questions, feel free to always reach out to me, and I'd love to help and connect.
You guys, you heard her say it. So be sure to connect with Mary Craven at all of the places that she just mentioned. And gosh, thank you so much for your time today. This was such a treat.
This was so fun. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, my pleasure. And we will talk soon. Thank you all for listening to today's episode from our Summer Night series sponsored by Liza Pruitt. I am Emily Landers. You can follow me on Instagram at Emily Landers and the podcast at How'd She Do That Podcast. We hope you'll join us next Tuesday for a new episode. We will talk to you soon.